And I'm Jean Stillwell. The COC is currently running a new production with the Swedish Malmö Opera of Gounod's Faust at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. American-based baritone Kyle Kettleson is performing the role of the demon Mephistopheles. He joins us on the phone in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin to talk about it this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Great, thank you. No, I know it's 8:30 in Sun Prairie. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's okay.
And you're an opera singer, and it's 8:30. Oh, dear.
Right. Not too early. Not too early at all.
Oh, good. And are you having an enjoyable week off?
Yes, I am. It's the rare opportunity for me because most of my work comes in Europe. And so when I'm actually in North America and have a number of days free, then mm-hmm. I get permission from the company and I'm able to easily get home to Wisconsin to my family.
It's a really
Lovely.
Nice idea, isn't it?
Sure is, yeah.
So you last were here in 2021 in Bluebeard's Castle. Welcome back.
Now, that's right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now, okay, the question begs to be asked, who is Mephistopheles and how did he become a demon? How do you build your portrayal?
Yeah, well, in some stories it's funny because you think of Mephistopheles as the head devil, right?
Right.
And it depends on which legend you're referring to. Mm-hmm. But there's a moment, not in this one, but certainly in Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, where upon returning to hell, Mephistopheles is then punished by other demons because of his failure.
Wow.
And so that was kind of a revelation to me to think, oh, he's not the boss. But in
right.
this case, I get the feeling he is because he's really running the show from the beginning till the end.
Right.
And in this production, I have two lovely, wonderful dancers who accompany me the entire time, and they are nicknamed Lucy and Bubs. And you can imagine what those are nicknames for. And so those are kind of two of my underlings. But it seems like I run the show. And even when it comes to the Walpurgisnacht, which is the part of it's kind of the surreal part where I give Faust a taste of our hellish parties. And it's clear that I'm the big boss.
Right. Okay. So that's where you take it from. That's what you're doing. You're running the show, and it certainly is portrayed that way in this production of Amy Lane's Faust. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have, and as is kind of native to the score and the libretto, even on Earth, I've got kind of every power that I need. Even when a crucifix is is thrown in my face, I kind of laugh it off and overpower it.
Right. Now, you've sung a few different productions of Faust, one in Chicago Lyric and one in Zurich. How does your portrayal of Mephistopheles differ in this production?
Well, we're certainly always bound by the director's overall ideas of their own production, but certainly, as you know, we take a great amount of each character from production to production. So
sure.
There's a lot of overlay and commonalities from one production to the next. This one, I don't know, how is this one? It's not constraining upon my ideas of Mephistopheles,
excellent.
Only with details here and there that that need to line up with her ideals. But it's very, artistically free for me, and in a good collaborative environment, which certainly Amy engenders for her rehearsals. Ideas are brought up and Barry Kosky once told me, no good idea is thrown out. We're
excellent.
Looking for the good idea. It doesn't matter where it comes from,
I'd like to know, so for example, as a young bass baritone embarking on a career in opera, you realize quickly that more often than not, basses and baritones are fathers, devils, or other shady characters. How do you reconcile yourself with this, and who are some of your favorite baddies?
Some of my favorite baddies, meaning characters?
Yes, that you portray.
Oh, yeah. Well, Yeah, well, a lot of them are devils. And, you know, my first experience with that was back in the 90s in grad school at Indiana University. I was the Tales of Hoffman villain.
Right, of course.
And it was my first experience in playing an evil character. And it became immediately apparent to me that it was my favorite thing to do. I think, you know,
so you don't need to reconcile yourself. It comes natural then.
Well, you're right. So my wife might differ with my opinion in that it's so much fun to play opposite of what my true nature is.
Put her on the phone.
Do you do Nick Shadow as well?
I'm sorry?
Do you do Nick Shadow as well, or is that more baritonal?
No, I've done a few Nick Shadows.
Uh-huh.
So my favorite, Damnation of Faust, which I haven't done nearly enough, but the Berlioz music
gorgeous.
Is just,
yeah.
It's so ahead of its time and just wonderfully sinister. I'm doing that in Amsterdam coming up in a few years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And my favorite baddies, yeah, I would say, and... You know, there's a quite complicated character, which is Golo in Pelé.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Addie, I believe I wore your father's costume at the Met recently.
Oh, that's so great.
That's giving me some chills there. Well, you've got a very similar physique and stature, that's for sure.
I texted your brother when I saw it. I'm like, oh, need to share this. And he's not exactly bad, but he's certainly a flawed character, but that's one of my favorites. He has evil moments.
Mm-hmm.
But all the devils, I mean, you know, it's no accident that a number of basses before me, Sam Raimi comes to mind, that have recorded entire albums of, you know, just everything devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, the rep is just lush with options and fun opportunities for our voice type.
Mm. And how has it been with working with Johannes Debus and the orchestra?
Oh, I mean, they're a top-notch band, absolutely.
They are.
and, you know, it's funny because just did Giovanni in Vienna, and a few years ago, and it's a different orchestra every night, it seems. There's so much patchwork going on, and you never know what you're going to get. And this is, well, you love it unless you're trying to, you know, have some kind of... continuity from show to show, because it's a surprise every night. That's not the case here. My point in saying that is that this is not the case. It's a solid unit, and they can play whatever it takes.
They're amazing.
You know,
aren't
one
they?
Night they're yeah. playing, yeah. One night they're playing Verdi. I think we had the Zitzprobe, and we were, you know, going through Gounod, of course. And the night before they had, I think they had a performance of Nabucco.
Wow.
And Johannes at one point just said to the orchestra, you know, it's a little less Verdi there, you know, and of course it clicks right away. And, you know, it's tough to change gears for them. But Johannes is just, you know, he understands the idea of collaboration. He's brilliant and so great to work with, such a positive, happy energy and spirit coming from the front to everyone.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, hold on.
I was just going to say it's so nice to be able to look into the orchestra and receive a smile from the conductor.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, to get the eyes of the conductor.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Which can sometimes be not possible.
No,
that's rare. But yes, yeah, to the positivity. Because, you know, so many believe that, well, I am the boss. It's my way or the highway, basically.
Right.
And they don't understand that it's a collaborative nature. And I kind of smugly think to myself, well, if we weren't here singing, this would just be an orchestra concert. So come on, you know.
Well, we'd love to chat more with you, but we're running out of time.
Yeah.
And I am supposed to actually say hi to you from Russell, because he said something about wanting to go for more burgers and beer. So you guys can figure that out on your own. That's Russell Braun. But we've been speaking to the wonderful bass baritone Kyle Kettleson, who sings the role of the devil Mephistopheles in Gounod's opera Faust on Now at the Canadian Opera Company until November the 2nd. For tickets to Faust, go to coc.ca or call the box office at 416-363-8231. But for more info on Kyle Kettleson, go to kyleket.com. So it's kyleket.com. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
It sure has. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you. Likewise. So lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, have great remaining performances.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Michelle, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.